KMJ News Time, 7:50. Good morning. I'm Tony Maness, joined by Gabe Dillard from the Business Journal. Good morning, Gabe.
Good morning, Tony.
You have an interesting story. McCormick Barstow, it's now a little bit different kind of law firm, huh?
Yeah, it's a little bit smaller. This is really big news in the legal community. So four partners from McCormick Barstow, which is the Central Valley's largest law firm, they've actually split out on their own to form their own firm, which is actually one of the few majority women-owned firms in the area. The new firm is called Whitney, Thompson, and Jeffcoach LLP. The four partners are Mandy Jeffcoach, Nikki Cunningham, Marshall Whitney, and Tim Thompson, who all combined have nearly 100 years of litigation experience. So despite the federal holiday today, I think today is their very first day hanging their shingle as this new firm called WTJ for short. They have tons of trial experience in a wide variety of areas. Some of their specialties are professional malpractice defense, business litigation, healthcare law, public entity defense, construction, and much more. Their clients include family-owned businesses, Fortune 500 companies, accountants. They even serve other lawyers. They practice or help other lawyers out when they're in trouble. Doctors and many more. We had a chance to speak to the partners of WTJ last week, and they really wanted to stress collaboration and creativity in serving their clients, and also going to look to using technology to make that happen. As a woman-owned firm, they also want to stress a work-life balance. So, they're going to use flex schedules, remote working technology, and they're looking to hire one or two more associate attorneys in the near future who kind of fit that bill, kind of fit in with the culture that they're trying to create. The partners called the split with McCormick an amicable one, not entirely unexpected, since they were essentially kind of a major litigation unit within that firm. So anybody's interested in learning more, they could visit WTJlaw.com to learn more about Whitney Thompson and Jeffcoach LLP.
That's a cool story. Good luck to them. And now let's talk about unemployment tax shock.
Yeah, not the sexiest thing, but, it gives you a little bit of insight into just how difficult it is to be a small business owner in California. So we spoke to a local company called Salters Distributing. They're out of Chowchilla, and they just paid a tax bill, a federal unemployment tax bill of $8,700 at the end of January. And just to give you some context, their normal tax bill would be around $600. So that's a major increase.
Wow.
And here's the reason. During the recession, California extended the period for unemployment insurance eligibility. And they had to take out a $10 billion loan to shore up that program. Fast forward 10 years, the state's paid off $2 billion in interest on that loan, but it's employers who have been on the hook to pay off the principal. And so for the last several years, they've been paying and they've been paying. We spoke to the owner of Yosemite Falls Cafe and High Sierra Grill House, who told us his unemployment tax bill this year was $60,000, and that's up from $50,000 last year, and it's kind of been increasing steadily in several years since. Assemblyman Jim Patterson wrote a really good blog about this on our website, thebusinessjournal.com, and he said in addition to the rising minimum wage and regulatory costs, with this unemployment tax, it's just hitting businesses hard, really hard. The point he made was that California has a $7.1 billion surplus, but he points out that it's against federal law to pay off that that tax bill from the rainy day fund. He's made efforts in the past to create a tax credit that would help out some of these businesses, but that was killed in Sacramento. So the good thing is this is the last year they're going to have to pay this bill. But we're going to have to see who's left standing and for how long after this bill's paid off. And it's just more examples of just the difficulty of being a small business owner.
There you go. Thanks, Gabe. Have a great week, buddy.
You too, Tony. Thank you.
If you want more info on these stories and more, just pick up a copy of the Business Journal.